Denise, girlfriends. This is Angela Jordan Perry with Girlfriends Chat. Give me one second. I'm going to do a backup of the backup. So, and I have a girlfriend on the phone looking forward to speaking to her. So, let me get us straight here. All right. So, girlfriends, yes, welcome, welcome, welcome to Girlfriends Chat with Angela Jordan Perry. And I have a sweet, sweet sister up from Pennsylvania on the phone, i.e. computer, but it's supposed to be on the phone. today to chat with. So if you're new to the platform, this is an extension of Girlfriends of Guide to Homeschooling with Angela Jordan Perry. And today I have on this Girlfriends Chat, Angela Phillips out of Pennsylvania. Say hi, Angela.
Hi, everyone. Hello.
So I'm excited to have this time with Angela. And we got two Angelas on the phone. So you guys, you got double whammies on Angela.
That's right.
Angela Phillips, she's been homeschooling now for 3 years. And she was actually my interviewee on episode 78. So you can find that on YouTube, or you can go to the Facebook page and find that recording, and it was excellent. I mean, it's just beautiful, very encouraging. And I have tons of notes and things to that I've gleaned from her interview, Angela. So I thank you for all that you said, just a lot of good stuff. One of the things that Angela spoke on that we're going to dig in deeper here on Girlfriends Chat on this call is she made a good point, and this is going to be very, I don't know, I'm sure many homeschool moms, Angela, should be able to relate to this, because, you know, at some point in all of our journeys, we have felt this. And what Angela said was, and I quote what she said, "I didn't want to quit homeschool, but wanted to quit on them." And I guess the them is her children. And and I'm sure some, depending on the day or situation, may drive us to, I don't want to quit homeschool, but I sure want to quit on my kids. So, Angela, if you can, just be transparent and share with us what brought you to that point. And then, you know, what was your self-talk to get you out of that, you know, that feeling?
Yes, I know that sometimes, you know, we may have thoughts like that, and we can attach shame to a thought like that. Mm-hmm. But when I had that thought, I really worked hard to not attach shame to it and to just look at it and figure out what I was feeling and why. Mm-hmm. And so my thought was, you know, not so much, well, I'm just going to quit this homeschooling thing. It was more like, you know, I just want to give up on trying to help them become good people. Like, I just want to, you know, just leave me alone and I'll leave you alone and you guys grow up, you know. And it was just one of those days where they were fighting with each other. They were resistant to learning. They were, you know, being borderline disrespectful. And I was probably tired, probably hadn't had a good night's sleep, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, so the self-talk was kind of like, I can't do this. You know, this is overwhelming. It's too much for me. Mm. And so I just stopped, and it's okay to stop. I took a break from them. I said, you know what? We're not going to do this anymore today. I think I put a video on and gave them something to do concerning that video. And I walked away, grabbed myself a cup of tea, and went and sat in my quiet spot and just kind of contemplated and reflected. And the conclusion that I came to was that I had a lot of emotion attached to their performance. Mm. You know, I had a lot of fear attached to their lack of performance. I felt like this is a reflection, how well they do or how much they learn is a reflection on me as a mother, as well as on me as a teacher. Even their intellectual acumen, their ability to learn, mm-hmm. is a reflection on how I carried them in my pregnancy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like this is all on me. How mm-hmm. they turn out is all on me. And I just felt weighted down by that. But realizing that I was looking at it that way kind of got me into some more helpful thinking. You know, I said, well, obviously, they're individuals with their own thoughts. They have choices that they can make. They're their own people. I'm here to guide them and direct them and instruct them, but I can't make them want to learn. I can try to inspire them.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the focus off of them and how they were responding to me, and I put the focus on me and how I was responding to them.
Wow.
And in doing that, it gave me, you know, like a different direction I could go in.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Angela, I mean, that right there hits on so much, just the reality of parenting. And now even my understanding, I mean, my oldest is 22 and you have children much older than that.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, your oldest, what, is in their 30s?
Yes, my oldest.
29 or 30?
I get 32. It wrong all the time, but I think he's 32.
Yeah. So, I mean, Angela, that's your oldest. And so it sounds like, I think we talked about this before, that you and I have so much alike, even though your oldest is 32. But I have an older group of kids and I have a younger group of
kids.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, my young littles.
Yes. And so on my littles, I know I'm parenting different, and I didn't have the mindset. What you just described is mm-hmm. where I am now.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have that mindset before. Mm-hmm. My mindset was really what you described as, you know, the negative of how they turn out is upon you. And so mm-hmm. you want to rear them to be these excellent people in society and academically strong, et cetera, et cetera. But the second one, I'm really more concerned about them having autonomy over themselves and mm-hmm. sharing them. So you speak on parenting. you know, on a parenting truth as well as a homeschooling truth.
Yes.
And so, I mean, that is just powerful in itself. And I just hope that just in that little bit you said, it will free up some moms and some dads who are homeschooling, because that is really, really freeing when you release that off yourself. Is that what you feel, or is that your experience now?
Absolutely. Now I am able to enjoy the process as opposed to being anxious about the outcome.
Wow. That is beautiful. Angela, thank you for breaking that down a little bit. I mean, anything else you feel like should be said along that lines of, you know, you didn't want to quit homeschool, but you would just wanted to quit on them. Is there anything else that you feel like it's just in your bosom that you just got to shout it out?
I would say that a big part of the homeschooling journey is self-discovery for the parent.
Mm.
You know, it causes you to come face to face with some of your own fears, with some of your own hang-ups. And just like we expect and require our children to grow and to press through hard things and to master difficult things and to challenge themselves, we have to be willing to do the same. And we will have to do that in order to be a teacher for them. And so I just encourage those moms and dads who are listening, who are maybe just embarking on the homeschooling journey, or maybe you're right smack in the middle of it and just maybe having a challenging season. Just remember that the outcome, you can cover the outcome in prayer. You worry about focusing on doing what you know to do to help them. You can't worry about the outcome. You just seek to inspire them. You seek to grow as an individual and to teach them how to grow. Teach them how to problem solve. You're not teaching them how to have all the answers. You're teaching them how to find the answers.
Mm. Good deal. Very good. Thank you, girlfriend. I so appreciate you digging deeper with me on that subject, Angela, and very encouraging to my own soul, too, and just affirming. So thank you.
Oh, thank you for having me back to share. I enjoy it. It's therapeutic.
Yeah, because you get to remind yourself of a truth that you know. I mean, you know, it's one thing that we know it, but then to hear it again, it's like, yeah, that's it.
Yes, exactly. Now I feel all excited, but we're on summer break right now, so I'll have to contain myself.
Go back and listen to this recording again once you go, you know, get ready, get started. Be like, oh, yeah, that's what I remember.
That's right.
So, well, girlfriends, thank you for joining me on Girlfriends Chat. And again, this is Angela Jordan Perry, and I have beautiful Angela Phillips out of Pennsylvania, homeschooling mom of three children. So you all catch us on the next recording, and thanks for joining in on our chat. Take care. Talk to you soon, Angela.
Okay, Angela. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.